The Bourgeois Show, starring Tony Martin. Tony Martin and Bourgeois, makers of Evening in Paris face powder, invite you to listen to a love song.
I'll sing in my dream. Oh.
Thank you, thank you. It's wonderful to be able to keep my Saturday night date with you once again. It's equally wonderful to know that, as usual, we have our gorgeous Georgia Gibbs and the distinguished music of Albert Sack and his wonderful orchestra. You know, romance is alive on Bourgeois Boulevard, and it leads straight to South America. The current hit song concerning said country is from the G.I. musical hit Call Me Mister, produced by my dear friend and ex-boss, Colonel Melvin Douglas. So, South America, take it away. Take back your samba, aye, your rumba, aye, your conga, aye, aye, aye. I can't be moving, aye, my chassis, aye, any longer, aye, aye, aye. Now maybe Latins, aye, in their middles, aye, are built stronger, aye, aye, aye. But all this taking to the quaking and this making with the shaking leaves me quaking. Oh, lad.
First you shake it and you put it there. Then you shake it and you put it here. Then you shake it and you put it there. That's enough, that's enough. Take it back, my spine's out of whack. There's a strange click-clack in the back of my sacroiliac.
Take back your conga, aye, your samba, aye, your rumba, aye, aye, aye. Why can't you send us, aye, a less strenuous, aye, a slumber, aye, aye, aye. I've got more bumps now, aye, than on a, aye, cucumber, aye, aye, aye. While all those Latin drums are clopping like a jumping jack, I'm hopping without stopping. Ole! Though I like neighborly relations, all these crazy new gerations try my patience. Olé.
I know there's danger really lurking if my shoulders keep on working at this jerking. South America, take it away.
And now the pretty little miss who did such a wonderful job of pinch hitting for me during my absence. Her nibs, the lovely Georgia Gibbs. You know, Georgia, all I can say is that you did a 4-star job during my absence. You trooped like an old-timer, and in the vernacular of show business, you really followed the old saying, the show must go on.
Well, thanks, Tony. You know, now I really feel like singing a song.
Well, I'd kind of like to give a listen. What are you going to sing?
In Love and Vain.
From the picture Centennial Summer, Georgia Gibbs sings In Love and Vain. Lovely, Georgia, really wonderful. And now, my good friend, James Wallington, with a few words for the ears of you lovely ladies who want to be even lovelier. Jimmy?
Tony, I'm writing a book about love.
I suppose the title is Wolf Calls at Eventide.
Why, Mr. Martin, certainly not. This book deals with a method of helping men to attract women.
Now, that I like. All these books written telling women how to attract men. It's about time someone reversed it. What's the first step?
Oh, baby, how I wish I knew. Maybe I should read my book, huh?
Well, I'll quiz you on your book later. Right now, I wish you'd tell me something about Evening in Paris face powder.
I'll tell you anything you want to know.
In what way is Evening in Paris different from other face powders?
Oh, it's different in the way it's made. Evening in Paris is blended by a very famous French process, exclusive in this country with Bourjois.
What does that do for it?
Well, first, it makes Evening in Paris face powder wonderfully smooth in texture. The kind of texture that gives the skin a sort of velvety look.
I like that.
And another thing this French blending process does is it imparts a rich depth of color to Evening in Paris face powder. A color that seems to bloom softly and naturally on your skin. That looks alive and glowing.
I've heard about the thrilling fragrance of Evening in Paris bath powder.
Yes, it's the inimitable perfume of Evening in Paris, the fragrance of romance. No other face powder in the world has it.
Is it really true that Evening in Paris face powder seems to, well, to inspire romance? Well,
why don't you try it? See for yourself why so many men say, to make a lovely lady even lovelier, Evening in Paris face powder. Yes. Time on my hands. Sounds like a theme song for a shut-in. You know, Tony, being a shut-in is certainly not the easiest way to pass the time.
How right you are, Jimmy. How right you are. You know, there are thousands upon thousands of people who are hospitalized and never mind how sick they are. It's that little thoughtfulness on the part of a friend or friends on the outside that helps old Father Time pull recovery along just a little faster.
Yes, sir. A note, a book, a basket of flowers, or a radio can pack so much happiness into those long intervals between visiting hours.
Yes, visitors and remembrances, no matter what they are sort of like pennies from heaven. Or to coin a phrase, lifting one out of the deep blue. Tonight, I'd like to dedicate to all our listeners, especially those of you who are shut-ins, a medley of songs that kept running through my mind while I was a shut-in. It's sort of a mood medley. The Little Sisters in Chorus and Albert Sack are going to help me out.
Every time it rains, sending from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains sending from heaven? You'll find your fortune falling all over town. The market is way down. You ought to be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Train for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be plenty from heaven for you, just for you and for me.
Albert Sack requests, How High the Moon. How high the moon. You, I'll tell you no lie.